The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Owen English from the Irish Examiner joins us. Owen, what can you tell us, please, of this dreadful story from North Cork near Mitchelstown where three men have lost their lives?
Good evening, Matt. Well, what I can tell you is that we have two brothers who have died violently and a third brother who has been found dead in the River Funchal nearby. The two bodies of the brothers that were found at a farmhouse near Kildare in the early hours of this morning remain at the scene this evening while Gardaí conduct a forensic examination of the scene. The body of the third brother who was found in the river, it has been removed to Cork University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. I understand the bodies of the other two brothers will be removed to Cork University Hospital later this evening for post-mortem. And the results of the post-mortems on all three bodies will determine the course of the Gard investigation. But at this stage, this bears all the hallmarks, Matt, of a double murder-suicide incident. What we know is that at about 12:30 a.m. This morning, the daughter of one of the men made a very distressed phone call to Gardaí to say that her father had been killed at the Hennessy Farming Farm in Corrigurum. It's very near Kildare, just off the N73. It's the main road that would take you from Mitchelstown to Mallow in North Cork. It's in an isolated area, Matt, and Gardaí, in the early stages of this incident, believes that they may have been dealing with a hostage barricade suicide incident, and they triggered a major operation which involved members of the armed support units from Cork, from Limerick, and later from Kerr, as well as uniformed and plainclothes Gardaí from the local area. They sealed off the farm and threw a cordon around the area, and they decided to commit members onto the farm to conduct a search. And during that search, they discovered the body of a man, a 60-year-old man in the farmyard. And judging by the nature of the injuries to his body, they believed at that stage that they were dealing with a firearms incident. They discovered the body of this man's brother, a 66-year-old man, in a barn nearby a few minutes later. And when they were unable to locate a third brother who would be associated with the farm, they mounted a major manhunt in the area. And at around 7:30 this morning, they issued a public appeal for anyone that had seen a red Toyota Corolla van in the area to contact Gardaí. They warned members of the public to not approach this vehicle and to contact Gardaí immediately. That vehicle was located abandoned near a church at Kyloclig. It's about 4 or 5 kilometres to the east of the farmhouse, and Gardaí began to focus their searches in farmland around that area. The River Funchal flows just south of the church, Matt, and the Garda Air Support Unit was called in, Garda Dog Units, and during the course of that search, the Garda Dog Unit discovered an area of disturbed ground alongside the river, and the Garda helicopter a short time later spotted the body floating about a kilometre downstream. And at this stage now, the forensic examination is focused on the farmhouse, and as I say, post-mortem examinations will be carried out in the coming hours and possibly even tomorrow on all three bodies to determine where Gardaí go with this investigation. But my colleague Padraig Hall was at a press conference at Mitchelstown Garda station in the last hour, and at this stage Gardaí are not looking for anybody else in connection with this incident.
You mentioned as well that it was a daughter of one of the deceased men who phoned the Garda Síochána about this. So were there other family members present when all this horror went on?
I don't think so, Matt. From what we've been able to gather at this stage, one of the brothers lived on the farm. One of the other brothers lived in Tipperary, and the third brother lived in Mitchelstown, which would be quite close by. Now, exactly who arrived at the farm last night and in what state, we just don't know. But it's obvious that something triggers the violent killing of the two younger brothers, the 60-year-old man and the 66-year-old man. And that triggered the flight of the third individual, and he was the brother who was found in the river. The younger brother was found in the river a short time later. So the appeal this evening from Gardaí is that for anyone who may have seen the movements of these three men in the hours last night leading up to this tragedy, or who saw this red Toyota Corolla van in the hours after the tragedy, to contact Gardaí as they tried to piece together what happened, and I suppose most importantly, the motive behind this incident.
Thank you very much, Owen English, senior news reporter with the Irish Examiner.
The last word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.